Idaho has topped the list this week with one of the fastest rising coronavirus case numbers in the country. And now, as Rachel Cohen reports, Treasure Valley Hospital officials are sounding the alarm.
Half of Idaho's coronavirus cases have come in the past 2 weeks. At the end of June, 20 people were being treated in the St. Luke's system for COVID-19. By yesterday, that number had almost quadrupled, with 77 people admitted.
We see no change in this trend, and our projections suggest that COVID-19-related admissions will double every 2 weeks.
That's Chris Roth, CEO of St. Luke's. Roth joined leaders at competing medical systems yesterday for a press conference to warn the public that without action, the state's hospitals could soon be overwhelmed. That's in part because more and more medical staff are needing to quarantine because of testing positive or potential exposure.
And we don't have other colleagues to go find to bring in that know our system.
Odette Bolano is the CEO of St. Alphonsus. She says in that health system, there are 5 times the number of healthcare workers quarantining now compared to a month ago. The hospital officials asked Idahoans to wear masks and to call public officials asking to make face masks mandatory. They said a statewide mandate would be most effective. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.